like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller, with you on this Thursday, 24 January 2019. And, I've got Mark Anderson with us, Stop the Presses, tomorrow's radio program, which airs from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time. It's going to have Clive and Bundy on. This is going to be, he doesn't do that many radio appearances, so this is going to be worth the stop. You there, Mark Anderson?
I hope so.
There you are.
Three-dimensional space I am occupying, therefore I am here.
I am, I think, therefore I am.
Yeah, that's it, man. How's it going, John?
Gravity is still in effect. The climate changers are still climate changing, and we're into day 34 of a government shutdown, and my goodness. I don't...
It's funny, the longer it's shut down, and I'm not saying there's no negative effects, but I don't see the furniture melting or mountains toppling or skies falling.
Well, I don't either.
Just saying.
Yeah, I mean.
Just saying.
800,000 people, and what exactly, a lot of them were laid off from the IRS. Oh, we need to get those people back as fast as possible. TSA, when I understand, they're working, they're just working without a paycheck, but they've been guaranteed their paycheck. So I don't know what all the fuss is about. This would be a good time, I would think, because government workers, civil servants, Trump has been doing a little bit, especially through the VA, bouncing people out of there. If you remember Tom Cruise in a movie, 4th of July, and one of the wards he was on. Yeah, you know, that was most VA facilities, that's a little over the top, but these people are government workers, and anything for a government worker is close enough for government work. So you don't have top-notch anything in the VA. They're just a civil servant, and they're just there to not do their job and collect a paycheck. But I'm with you. I mean... 800,000 people out of supposed work here, but I'm with you. We have a bloated bureaucracy. The government's involved in so many different things that it would not pass the constitutional muster. But, you know, I've not seen a constitutional muster about anything. We're given lip service about it, and then we keep putting... we keep putting people in position that the people should be in jail themselves rather than running a department that isn't covered under a constitutional republic's format.
I think constitutional is a five-syllable word, so that's a bridge too far for most bureaucrats right there. You know, it's having to say five syllables and all, that's, you know, you might as well try and learn Latin or something. I mean, it's just, you know... Sounding it out is tough for them, let alone following it in this post-constitutional age that we live in. And at any rate, one person that knows a little something about the Constitution will be on my radio show tomorrow. I might add, in my opportunistic self-promoting way here. And that's Clive and Bundy. He'll be on my Stop the Presses show tomorrow. And it was good to nail him down, and his wife made it sure. She assured me, Carol, a very nice lady, that he will be on the landline tomorrow at noon his time, 2 Central, from 2 to 3 p.m. on my show tomorrow.
You know, isn't it strange, Mark, looking back in retrospect about what happened to Clive and Bundy, what happened in Nevada? Then we start uncovering all the stuff from Harry Reid getting rich off the property out there. Here comes Hillary and the nuclear material stuff. Big paychecks there. Mark, I don't know what the deal is, but I'm telling you, we're not going to get any justice. The criminals are not going to be charged. They're not going to be brought into court. And they're certainly not going to be found guilty. If you don't do the first two, well, then there you have it. This is far as it goes.
But unless they can appeal the decision that freed Clive and Bundy and a couple of his sons and some others just about a year ago, and this is the five-year anniversary of the legendary standoff, when he locked horns with the Bureau of Land Management agents and other agents, heavily armed agents and snipers in the hills. So 5 years since the standoff, 1 year since Cliven was let out of prison. And if anybody's going to, you know, go to prison, if the government has its way, they would appeal Judge Navarro's decision to free Cliven. And that's what the government is evidently doing. And Cliven will talk about that tomorrow. It looks like they're going to appeal that decision. So if anybody was going to go to jail, and God forbid that it should happen, but according to the government, if anybody should be in jail, it's Clive and Bundy.
You know,
it's like the tinted window thing. You know, if you drive with tinted windows, you're bad, but every government agency can drive with tinted windows. You're not supposed to see in on them, but they can see in on you. You're supposed to have no tint. They're supposed to they get all the tint. It's kind of a metaphor.
Well, I mean,
you
mentioned the overwatchers. That's what they call the snipers. And they were out in Nevada as well. Well, if doing a little bit of digging here, William Barr, this is the guy that, Donald Trump wants him in the Department of Justice. But Kenneth, this guy, I just don't get it. This guy is steeped in CIA. He claimed that he didn't have anything to do with Ruby Ridge. Well, yeah, he did. He was the one that that protected the shooter of Vicky Weaver and also his son. And well, Randy Weaver himself was shot. And he did something that was very, very odd, Mark. This blows me away, that he went in and argued, and this is after Director Louis Free announced, you know, the wrist slaps for the FBI officials involved in this. But he did something that just totally blew my mind. The Justice Department, we're aware, Mark, they paid out $3 million on that deal. But what this Barr character did, he spearheaded efforts to sway the court to dismiss all charges of the Lon Horucci murderer because holding...
The head sniper, right, yeah.
Yeah, holding, and this is what he said, holding a sniper liable would severely undermine, if not cripple, the ability of future attorney generals to rely on such specialized units in moments of crisis such as hostage taking and terrorist acts. But here was a guy that was there to protect the shooters out at Ruby Ridge. Even the government itself said they contravened the Constitution of the United States, according to the Justice Department. There was an internal report. But no charges against this guy. Nothing happened to him. The Barr is in there, and this is going to be the Attorney General of the country, folks. If this doesn't scare you, I don't know what would. And if
you know what I think,
yeah.
Well, here's the thing: what I think the deal is with Cliven Bundy and his family. Cliven if they let Cliven go, then they'd have to begin to admit, at least start to admit, that the law is for everybody to protect the people, and it's not just the government getting its way, but that all, including the government, are equal before the law. No one is above the law. No one is beneath its protection. If Cliven stays free, Cliven would break a unending chain of injustices that you're talking about. Now, you'll notice what happened. What's conspicuous about the Bundy affair is nobody fired any shots.
That's right.
No civilians fired at government, and as far as we know, at least in no substantive way, no government people fired at civilians. So cooler heads prevail. That's largely because of the character of the Bundy family and their supporters. There was no shootout. There was no burning building like in Waco. And then Cliven wins, gets released from prison a year ago. So Cliven would break the chain, see? No more smoldering wreckage, no more smoldering ruins, no dead people, and the civilian, the citizen, wins the legal battle, and the government, for once in its life, has to be under the rule of law. And so this is the risk with Cliven.
So what are they actually trying to do to him, Mark? Put him back in jail?
No one really knows yet. This is one thing that even Cliven isn't sure yet. I'll give you that little heads up. He's not absolutely clear on it. But I think what it is they just cannot countenance losing.
Yeah.
The state cannot be wrong. I believe that John T. Flynn wrote about that, and I believe other critics of the state, Alfred J. Knock, wasn't that another one? And other libertarian and constitutionalist writers, Joe Sobrin, another great writer, Samuel Francis, who knew Joe Sobrin, and they talked about what the character of the central state is, the all-powerful state. It can't be wrong. There's no such thing as wrong. And so if Cliven walks, the state is wrong. You see? It can't be wrong.
Well, you know, let's go back to my example here with Ruby Ridge. That was a setup. He was set up by somebody haranguing him about a shotgun, and he finally relented, didn't think the guy was a fed. They had him saw off a shotgun, which was barely under the legal limit, but that was enough for the fed. It was a setup. It was entrapment.
Sure, sure.
And then we had then we had people that were shot and killed. Then we have the next Attorney General of the United States in his official capacity going in and covering for these guys, Horiguchi. By the way, the state of Oregon preferred charges against the feds, and Barr went in there and got them off. But here's the thing. If no wrong was done, why did they pay Randy Weaver $3 million? The government doesn't.
Right.
The government, Mark, doesn't go around paying out money. That's an admission that something was wrong, but the wrongdoers and the death causers are not charged. They're not brought into court. They're not found guilty. Hell, they're not even demoted.
Exactly. The money is a tacit admission that there were missteps, but there's never the principled admission. How would you describe it? The humble acknowledgement that we erred, we acted in a criminal fashion. All of us will resign right now. We'll fall on our sword like days of yore, knights at the round table. If they're dishonored, there's a comeuppance for it. That doesn't happen. And Cliven threatens that whole thing where the state can simply say we're right because we're the state. There's no such thing as actually admitting in a public, open, acknowledging way that we are wrong in principle and as matters of fact. Cliven stands in the way of that and calmly says, I won, you lost, and you were wrong, and I'm not going to take your damn money. And Cliven is even saying a number of other things. I don't want to give too much away. But he said that he never celebrated getting let out.
Yeah.
of prison. Why? Because there's still some of them in prison. He won't even raise a glass of wine until they're all out. This
well,
is the kind of principled stand that the government just can't take.
Well, Mark, let me take it a step further here. He might have been let out of a small cage, but he was let out of a small cage into a bigger cage. And a lot of people don't, Mark, a lot of people don't think in terms of that. Do we?
Yeah, right, I know.
Yeah, do we have the sovereignty, do we have the protection of the law and from bad law? Or do we have protection of our constitution? I don't know what civil rights are, but I do know what constitutional rights are. And as I've been saying for the past 2 weeks, you know, government shutdown, whatever the case may be, I don't care what it is. Nobody wants to pull out the rule book. Nobody wants to pull out the Constitution and start reading from it because both sides have violated it 72,000 different ways from Sunday. So we're in this we're in this free-floating democracy that has all the power, has the guns to enforce it, and is justice being meted out to people? No, they're not. No, they're not.
And this free-floating democracy sees itself as being incapable of moral transgression as a whole. Now, individuals maybe, although they're not usually punished either, like you said, but as a unit, as a entity, as a collective, they're impossible. It's impossible for them to morally transgress anything. Like it's just like when you go to, and we got a couple minutes before the break. I'll probably sign out, but. Like when you go to the Ford Museum or the Ford Theater in Washington, D.C., and you go in back, and I went in there after they remodeled it, and the whole thing is, there's a little museum back there, and the whole thing is a shrine to how the North in the Civil War, which wasn't a Civil War, was absolutely right, and everything, every thought the South ever had, anything the South ever thought about doing was decrepit, wrong, deplorable, morally wicked. It's the United States, it still trumpets the Union, that the South was absolutely wrong and consisted of a bunch of devils, and the North wore the white hats A to Z.
You know, Mark, it's
throughout the federal government, you see this idea that they are incapable of being blemished, incapable of moral transgression as a collective. And so Cliven Bundy stands there and says, you erred, you were wrong in principle, you were wrong in matters of fact. I am breaking the chain of your endless perfidy and endless transgressions in which you believe that you have an unblemished record and that you believe you're incapable of moral treachery.
You know,
Sherman wiping out Atlanta and laughing about it in the Civil War.
You know, I'm fascinated. Do you remember Spielberg's film about 3-4 years ago, the film, The Period? It was a Lincoln film. I call it a period film. Did you see that by any chance?
Oh, the one with Daniel Day-Lewis
as
Lincoln?
Yes.
Yes, I did. I kind of grumbled through it.
Well, did you? the most important point about that, and half of that movie, was Mr. Lincoln, we need a 13th Amendment. We need to free the slaves. We got to do something. We got to make up you know, the irony of this, I have one of the original pocket constitutions dated 1861, and there was already a 13th Amendment in there that prevented lawyers and people with titles of nobility and whatever else not to be representatives in the federal government. That all up and disappeared, Mark.
Like it
never happened.
Half the Congress is lawyers, right.
There you go. All right, Mark Anderson, I thank you, sir. You'll be on tomorrow with Cliven Bundy, and that'll be from 2 to 3 p.m. Friday afternoon. That's Central Standard Time, Mark. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, John.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Here's a story that I didn't want to post, and here's a story I did not want to talk about. But in the interest of fairness, I've got to do it. Chuck Baldwin put an article out with, in part of the body of this story, there's a guy that writes about William Barr. Now, this is going to be hard to take for you Trumpers out there, that we're all crossing our fingers and our legs and our toes and crossing our eyes and everything else, hoping that this guy is somebody who we hoped that he would be. Is he, though? Baldwin writes, is it okay? We all know how awful Hillary is. We all know that Donald Trump said all the right things. Well, many of the right things on the campaign trail. We all know at least and believe that Trump was not an establishment insider. We all know that Trump promised to drain the swamp, dramatically reduce America's out-of-control deficit spending, protect the Second Amendment, get America out of its endless foreign wars, terminate taxpayer funding for Planned Parenthood, overturn Roe v. Wade, and build a wall on our southern border. And, by the way, that Mexico would pay for it, in order to stop the flow of illegal immigration into America. Now, after 2 full years of Donald Trump administration, in which he enjoyed both houses of Congress being held by fellow Republicans, we all know, and if we don't, it's because we don't want to know, that none of the above has happened. Yet Christians and conservatives by the millions continue to make excuses for, and he calls him a faker. First, a brief comment about the border wall, all the drama regarding a partial government shutdown and incessant public theater by actors from both political parties is quite nauseating. Republicans had control of both houses of Congress and the White House for 2 years. Why wasn't money appropriated for the wall then? Why was there no government shutdown over the lack of funding for the border wall then? Why wait until Democrats take over the House to shut down, partially at least, the federal government and threaten to declare a state of national emergency? He says, forgive me, but this stinks to high heavens. This is nothing but smoke and mirrors. All of the high-profile theatrics over the border wall is the biggest distraction to envelope our country in quite a spell. I guess that's envelop. You shouldn't put the E on there. While everyone is fighting over the wall, some very serious attacks against our liberties are being waged almost without notice. And all the hullabaloo over the wall is completely covering up Trump's failure to carry out the rest of his campaign promises. And the fact that Trump himself has often worked in direct opposition to many of his campaign promises. Secondly, his rhetoric notwithstanding, President Trump has not drawn down America's involvement in the foreign wars. Trump's promise to bring the U.S. forces home from Syria is so much hot air. The immediate withdrawal order is now mired in an indefinite time schedule. In other words, there is no time schedule. Our troops that are still fighting in Syria are not only still based in Syria, but they're also still using bases in Iraq as launching pads for military excursions into Syria. Of course, Mr. Trump promised that the U.S. bases in Iraq were not going anywhere, and that's one promise he will keep. Our troops are still fighting endless wars in Afghanistan and Somalia. In fact, Trump has shoved record military spending through Congress and has done nothing to reduce America's global military presence. U.S. troops are stationed in over 160 countries, which equates to 95% of the entire world's foreign military bases. Not just ours, folks. All the military bases combined. Now, if you remember Ron Paul, they were giving him a hard time, said he was anti-military and he was some kind of peacenik that just wanted to gut the military and he was un-American and not patriotic and all this other stuff. Well, the press was not asking him the right question. When he tried to offer the right answer, they wouldn't take it down. They wouldn't write on it and they wouldn't report it. Until one day with the Dallas Morning News reporter, myself, Ron Paul, and another reporter, I forget where he was from, and they were there to, it was semi-friendly, but you could see them sharpening the axes. And I'm standing there, and I just asked Mr. Paul a very simple question. I said, Congressman Paul, I said, you have been called anti-establishment, anti-military. I said, is that the case that you want to gut the military? And he said, absolutely not. He says, what I'd like to do is shut down these bases overseas and that'll give us enough money for the military. We'll never have to, you know, beg for money again or never have to do anything. He said, I'm for a strong military. At that point in time, the Dallas Morning News character looked at me, looked at Ron Paul, turned on his heels and slunk away. Not what they wanted to hear. Didn't fit their narrative. More on this when we get back, and it doesn't get any prettier, so if you don't want an anti-Trump dose today, go fold some laundry or wash the dog or make yourself a nice hot cup of tea that's going to take you the next 15 minutes to finish. For those of you that have the courage, as I must have, to tell you about this, for all of that, we'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, the magic's from
Thirdly, we have just passed the 46th anniversary of the ignoble Roe v. Wade Supreme Court decision legalizing abortion on demand nationwide. Unborn children continue to be legally murdered in spite of the fact that Donald Trump was president and Republicans controlled both houses of Congress during the past 2 years. And all of Trump's pro-life rhetoric hasn't saved the life of a single unborn baby. Now, since Trump was elected, over 2 million unborn children have been mercilessly murdered in the wombs of their mothers with a complete hands-off approach by the Republican-led federal government. Now, you see what New York is doing, right? We'll get into that as well. These people are monsters. Folks, there's no other way to put this. The GOP controlled the entire federal government for 4.6 years of G.W. Bush's 8 years in office. They controlled the entire federal government in the past 2 years of Donald Trump's presidency. They did nothing about Roe v. Wade under Bush, and they have done nothing about Roe v. Wade under Trump. These phony pro-life GOP congressmen and senators have even defunded America's largest abortion provider. America's largest abortion provider, Planned Parenthood. Fourthly, as to the ending to the federal government's extravagant spending habits. What a crock. During 8 years of the Republican majority in the House of Representatives, the federal debt increased by $7.9 trillion. And the Trump presidency did nothing to reduce Washington's out-of-control spending, even with Republicans in control of both houses of Congress. Fifthly, what about Trump's promise to drain the swamp? This is one of Trump's biggest lies of all. Trump never intended to drain the swamp. From the outset of his presidency, he began appointing mostly CFR globalists, neocons, warmongers, Zionists, corporate elitists, and corrupt government insiders to his administration. And he hasn't stopped. I'm absolutely sick and tired of hearing my conservative Christian brethren say things like, Trump is trying his best, but he's getting no help from the cabinet and staff. Well, duh. Who picked his cabinet and staff? Trump did. When they say things like Trump doesn't really understand these issues, he really wants to do right, but he's getting bad advice. If he didn't understand the issues, he's had 2 full years as president of the United States to get caught up. But he continues to make the same unconstitutional big government warmongering decisions over and over again. The excuse that he wants to do right, but is getting bad advice, just doesn't wash anymore. It's time for the Trump supporters to wake up and realize that Donald Trump is a great big boy, not a little kid, and fully capable of thinking for himself. Well, Donald Trump knows exactly what he's doing. He's known exactly what he's been doing from day one. He's a consummate con man. He's a charlatan. He's a double-tongued pretender. He has filled the executive branch of the federal government with the same crooks as presidents before him. And now Trump's selection of William Barr as America's next attorney general is the final straw. There can be no more doubt. William Barr is the swamp creature. He's the personification of all the evil and wickedness that has gone on in Washington, D.C. during the past 30 years. Name the act of criminality, cover-up, or act of chicanery that has taken place in Washington, D.C. over the last 3 decades, and William Barr is probably neck deep in it. Here's a summary of Barr's career. Barr was a full-time CIA operative recruited by Langley out of high school starting in 1971. Barr's youth career goal was to head the CIA. The CIA operative assigned to China Directorate, where he became close to powerful CIA operative H.W. Bush, whose accomplishments already included the CIA, Cuba Bay of Pigs, Asia CIA operations, Vietnam War, Golden Triangle narcotics, Nixon foreign policy, and Henry Kissinger, the old bat in there, guiding things along, and also the Watergate operation. When George H.W. Bush became CIA director in 1976, Barr joined the CIA's legal office and Bush's inner circle and worked alongside Bush's longtime CIA enforcers, Theodore Ted Shackley, Felix Rodriguez, Thomas Kleins, and others, several of whom were likely involved with the Bay of Pigs, John F. Kennedy assassination, and numerous Southeast operations, from the Phoenix Program to the Golden Triangle, narco-trafficking. Barr stonewalled and destroyed the Church Committee investigations into the CIA abuses. Barr stonewalled and stopped inquiries into the CIA bombing assassination of Chilean opposition leader Orlando Letelier. Barr joined George H.W. Bush's legal intelligence team during Bush's vice presidency under Ronald Reagan, rose from assistant attorney general to chief legal counsel to attorney general in 1991 during the Bush 41 presidency. Barr was also a key player in the Iran-Contra operation. If not the most important member of the apparatus, simultaneously managing the operation while also fixing the legal end, ensuring that all operatives could do their jobs without fear of exposure or arrest. In his attorney general confirmation, Barr vowed to attack criminal organizations, drug smugglers, money launderers. It was all hot air. As the attorney general, Barr would preserve, protect, cover up, and nurture the apparatus that he helped create and use Justice Department power to escape punishment. Barr stonewalled and stopped investigations into the Bush, Clinton, and CIA crimes, including BCCI and the BNL, the CIA drug banking, the theft of InSlaw promise software, and all the crimes of the state committed by Bush. Barr provided legal cover for Bush's illegal foreign policy and war crimes. Barr left Washington, went through the rotating door in the corporate world, where he took on numerous directorships and counsel positions for major companies. In 2007 and again in 2017, Barr was counsel for politically connected international law firm Kirkland & Ellis. Among its notable attorneys and alumni are Kenneth Starr, John Bolton, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh, and numerous Trump administration attorneys. Kaney's clients include sex trafficking pedophile Jeffrey Epstein and Mitt Romney's Bain Capital. Now, if all this wasn't bad enough, William Barr is also co-conspirator in a number of co-conspirator in the murders, I should say, of Vicky and Sammy Weaver at Ruby Ridge, Idaho. James Bovard tells the story as follows. The Senate Judiciary Committee hearings for Attorney General nominee William Barr have focused heavily on Barr's views on special counsel Robert Mueller, but nobody is asking about Barr's legal crusade for blanket immunity for federal agents who killed American citizens. Barr received a routine questionnaire from the Judiciary Committee asking him to disclose his past work, including pro bono activities serving the disadvantaged. The disadvantaged that Barr spent most of the time helping was an FBI agent who slayed an Idaho mother, holding a baby in 1992. Barr spent 2 weeks organizing former attorney generals and others to support an FBI sniper in defending against criminal charges in connection with the Ruby Ridge incident. Barr also assisted in framing legal arguments advanced in the district court and the subsequent appeal in the Ninth Circuit, he told the committee. That charitable work for an FBI agent who already had federally paid law firm defending him helped tamp down one of the biggest scandals during Barr's time as attorney general from 1991 to early 1993. Barr was responsible for both the U.S. Marshals Service and the Federal Bureau of Investigation, two federal agencies whose misconduct at Ruby Ridge helped to weaken the bonds of trust that must exist between ordinary Americans and our law enforcement agencies, and that was according to a 1995 Senate Judiciary Committee report. After Randy Weaver, an outspoken white separatist living on a mountaintop in northern Idaho, was entrapped by an undercover federal agent, U.S. Marshals trespassed on Weaver's land and killed his 14-year-old son, Sammy, by shooting him in the back. The following day, FBI sniper Lon Horucci killed his wife, Vicky, as she was standing in the cabin doorway holding her baby in her arms. Horarucci had previously shot Randy Weaver in the back after he stepped out of the cabin. The suspects were never given a warning or a chance to surrender and had taken no action against FBI agents. By the way, Randy, as we all know, survived. After an Idaho jury found Weaver not guilty on almost all charges, federal judge Edward Lodge, slammed the Justice Department and FBI for concealing evidence and showing a callous, and I'm quoting, a callous disregard for the rights of the defendants in the interest of justice. A Justice Department internal investigation compiled a 542-page report detailing federal misconduct and cover-ups in the case and suggested criminal charges against FBI officials involved in Ruby Ridge. Barr told the New York Times in 1993 he was not directly involved in the Ruby Ridge operation. 2 years later, the Washington Post revealed that top officials of both Justice Department had at least 20 phone contacts concerning Ruby Ridge in the 24 hours prior to Vicky Weaver being shot, including two calls involving Barr. In January 1995, the FBI Director Louis Freeh announced wrist slaps for the FBI officials involved, including his friend Larry Potts, who supervised the operation from headquarters and who approved the shoot without provocation order that contravened the Constitution of the United States, and that statement was according to the Justice Department internal report. When Attorney General Janet Reno later nominated Potts for Deputy Director of the FBI, top newspapers and members of Congress protested, but Barr told the New York Times that his friend Potts was deliberate and careful, and I developed a great deal of confidence in his judgment. I can't think of enough good things to say about him. A few months later, FBI suspended Potts after suspected perjury regarding Ruby Ridge. Potts was not charged and retired 2 years later. The Justice Department paid $3 million to settle a wrongful death lawsuit from the Weaver family, but when Boundary County, Idaho, filed criminal charges against Horiuchi, Barr sprang into action seeking immunity for the FBI snipers. He spearheaded efforts to sway the court to dismiss all charges because holding a sniper liable would severely undermine, if not cripple, the ability of future attorney generals to rely on such specialized units in moments of crisis such as hostage taking and terrorist acts. When the Justice Department won an initial appeals court victory in a case in 2000, federal judge Alex Kozinski warned in a dissent of a new James Bond 007 standard for use of deadly force against American citizens. The same court reversed that decision the following year. Kozinski, writing for a majority, declared, and I'm quoting, "A group of FBI agents formulated rules of engagement that permitted their colleagues to hide in the bushes and gun down men who posed no immediate threat. Such wartime rules are patently unconstitutional for police action," end quote. Does William Barr still endorse wartime rules and a 007 standard that absolve federal agents for questionable shootings of Americans? Does Barr consider illegal government killings to be an oxymoron? Best of all, can Barr explain to us his understanding of the phrase government under the law? In addition, as far as William Barr is concerned, the Fourth Amendment does not even exist. Senator Rand Paul notes that Barr has been a big supporter of the Patriot Act, which lowered the standard for spying on Americans, and even went as far as to say the Patriot Act was pretty good. We should go much further. Rand also said that Barr is a big fan of seizing people's property through civil asset forfeiture. Rand continued by saying that the first things I've learned about him being far more surveillance of Americans is very, very troubling. Furthermore, yes, and there is more, sorry. William Barr told liberal gun grabber Senator Dianne Feinstein in his Senate confirmation hearing for becoming America's next attorney general that he fully intends to push forward with Donald Trump's Hitlerian take the guns first, go through the due process second, gun confiscation laws, also known as red flag laws. And remember, it was Donald Trump, not Barack Obama, who gave us more gun control by outlawing the bump stocks. Yep, the promise to protect the Second Amendment is another promise Trump has broken. That's number six. The writer says, "I've written previously about these Stalinesque red flag gun confiscation laws, and I'll continue to warn people about these unconstitutional, draconian red flag laws as long as they continue to pose a threat to our liberties. Of course, not only are the most of the individual states currently in the process of considering red flag gun confiscation laws, 13 states have already passed them. Republican Senator Mark Rubio has also introduced a national red flag law, a national red flag law. Red flag gun confiscation laws are the same kind of laws that were used to confiscate the weapons of undesirables." And here is William Barr's statement that red flag gun confiscation laws are the single most important thing government can do regarding gun control. Internet blogger and longtime supporter of Donald Trump, Carl Warden, recently wrote this: "Now I can understand how Trump fell for the wrong nominations of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, the FBI Director Christopher Wray. That was early on in Trump's presidency, and Trump had no way of knowing that he trusted for advice was in fact deep state maggots intent on destroying his presidency. But this is a solid 2 years into Trump's first term, and it's more than obvious that Barr will not be a team player for Trump or us. In fact, Barr has a very troubling record on the Second Amendment issues. At this time, I have no confidence left in Donald J. Trump. He's either a complete fool or he knows exactly what he's doing, and either way, he's not fit to represent me anymore. no more excuses, Mr. Trump. And that was Carl Warden that said that. And Baldwin finishes off to say, sadly, a host of Trump supporters continue to be bamboozled by the elaborate psyops misinformation, translated propaganda, the entity known as QAnon, which keeps reassuring the Trump faithful that he's covertly waging war against the globalist insiders, and that any day now the curtain is going to collapse on the swamp creatures. It's all a hoax to give Trump cover and more time. Another paragraph with this, and we'll take your calls today, folks. I want to hear from you on this one. Chuck Baldwin can be very judgmental. You know, splinter in your eyeball, kind of. You'd think that he was the second coming of Jesus sometimes in the way he judges and talks about people, but that's Chuck Baldwin.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If the nomination of William Barr as America's next top cop doesn't awaken the always Trumpers, then there's absolutely no hope for him. Even worse is the fact that the longer Christians and conservatives continue to make excuses for Trump's lies and deceptions, there is less and less hope for America. That. Now, you see why I said I had a problem reading this and posting it on the website and talking about it on the air, but folks, I have to. It's my job. Am I still holding out a percentage of hope that Trump is something other than what Chuck Baldwin say? Yeah, I am. Aren't you? Jim in Ohio. Hello, Jim.
Hey, John. I was just finishing up that article when you started reading it. But I agree with Chuck 100%. I think Trump is I think this white hat theory stuff and this Trump has got our best interests at heart. I think this pretty much proves the opposite. You know, I've been saying from the beginning that all these people that he appoints to his cabinet and important positions in his administration, they're all just as rotten as all the other presidents have appointed. And this is really confirming it, especially this guy being involved in Randy Weaver's son and wife's assassination. And it just stinks. The whole thing stinks.
You know, I don't know if he delved into Kavanaugh's background or whether he even delved into Barr's. But I can see a case being made to Trump that, oh, this would be a great attorney general. You know, he was CIA and he was with George Bush and, you know, all this great stuff. And he's got a long track record of service in the government and blah, blah, blah. You know, I'm just wondering, Jim, with everything that Trump has been under, the incessant attack because they just hated Donald, you know, all of that aside of what I just read on air and your opinion about Trump, why the mainstream media is going after Donald Trump if he's the establishment's man? I don't get it. Is this just
it doesn't make sense unless he's a better reality show actor than what we give him credit for.
Yeah, but that's not answering the question about why is the press, Hollywood, and everybody else a never-Trumper. I've never seen...
That's part of the act, John. That's part of making us believe that he actually is giving us hope to be free from these...
Are you telling me that somebody is in there coaching everybody that's got their face in front of a camera? All the script writers, all the journalists out there that come out against Trump, that they're all being orchestrated and told what to say and what to write?
Well, that's pretty much the case, isn't it?
I don't know, is it? I'm asking you. Because obviously you got better sources than I do. All right. Got to go to break. Thank you for your call, Jim.
Yep, I know.
Yeah, I just knew he was going to call in. He doesn't like Trump from day one. So here we sit, not moving forward, but are we falling backward? Have we fallen over the edge? Doggone it, I forgot to ask Jim, you know, if this political thing doesn't work out, what do we do next, Jim?
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in towns.